Nobbin, Dave. How you doing?
I send zero to your mobile.
Well, I never would have guessed in a million years. How you doing, Tom?
I don't know, something was breaking the squelch there for some reason. I don't know what it was. Oh, we just left Spartanburg and coming into Lyman over here. And I had to go over and buy a new fishing reel for my potato gun, shall we say.
And are you getting ready to launch another antenna, or are you just getting it ready when the next occasion arises?
This is N0TR. Well, I had it up, Dave, and I checked good with the analyzer, and then I went in and I started putting the power to it, and when I got up to a little over 200 watts, it failed me. It tripped the SWR on the amp. So I got to checking, and the cord from the line isolator down to the four-way switch box was had a corroded PL259 that I didn't catch. And the analyzer didn't catch, but the old Fluke 87 caught it. I went out there and jerked around on it, and I could see it fluctuate. Well, then Bernice and I got it back up somewhat, and it come off the tree that I wanted it on. So I shot a new line over the top of the tree and made a good shot. And when I was pulling up the bigger quarter-inch rope, the monofilament line got hung up where I had spliced the two together. Up the top, the tree broke, and down it come. Well, that dad burn reel I had was a little bit small on the spool size. So I bought a bigger Fluger reel tonight and some 65-pound spider wire, you might say. It's trilene, but it's braided. And thinking maybe I can get it over there tomorrow, but I'm give out, and so's Bernice. But we're going to try it. Got to get it up before it gets cold this weekend, over.
Yeah, well, good luck, and I hope you are successful with that. Bill came over at, in 4IQ and got my Wyndham going, so it's up back up in the trees. So I'm back on HF.
Oh, this is working great, even down low the way it was. I was hearing, what was it, Tangle Golf last night. I forget what that is, Nicaragua or someplace down there in Central America on CW, just thumbing through the bands, and then I checked it out and dynamically and put power to it, and it works fine. And then I went down to 160 and listened there for a while and listened to a group of guys having a good old chat. And it worked just great. All I got to do is the long end of it, I need to get it back over the top of the, we'll call it a 100-foot tree rather than where it was at. And I think it'll be worth the extra time, but that thing's 265 feet long, so I got to navigate through four different yards, and fences.
Mine's only 135. It doesn't have 160. I can't do 160. But it goes from 80 to 6 meters, and It likes 20 the best. but it seems to perform its best on 20. But anyway, I'm having a blast with it.
Well, that's probably one of your most prolific bands, anyways. Oh, I don't know. I got 260 or so countries on 20 meters alone, I think. I like 17 a lot on CW, and I don't use 160 very rarely, but I might try to get DXCC on that band just for the heck of it. I got 50, I think. And I don't do contesting. Just once in a while, if I see something, I'll go over there. And it's not so much affected by the sunspots. But to be a real good DX, you got to be like K4SV and be set up for it, you know. But Bill does quite well. He is the guru of wire antennas.
And he told me that he has his beverage on the ground, and he said it works just as good. He said the animals in the woods that kept knocking it down, so he just left it on the ground. But I've talked to some, I've made some contacts over the big pond there on 17. On phone, and I can't remember. I have to look at my log, which country it is. But anyway, and I enjoy that. I enjoy working 17 when it's open.
0TR Mobile, Roger. One of the most memorable contacts I ever made on 17. It might not seem much to a lot of people, but it was during the day one time, and I was in Kansas, and this guy was calling CQ, and he was on voice, and I could hear him kind of going like this, and I come back to him. Well, he was on a bicycle, and he was down in Georgia in the mountains. And he says, "I want to run a test, Tom." And I said, "Yeah, go ahead." He says, "Well, I built a homemade amplifier." And he says, "This is 4 watts. And then he says, he flipped the switch. He said, "This is 8 watts. And you could actually tell the difference. I couldn't believe it. And he had bought a 17-meter handy-talkie in Europe and adapted it to his bicycle. And that's why he was huffing and puffing. And I still got his card, by golly, to prove it, Dave.
It's unbelievable. I've heard a lot of things. I've never heard anybody making a contact on 17 on a bicycle. On HT. Oh, me. That must have been something. Well, I'm going to jump out of here, Tom. I'm getting ready to pull in the garage, so I'm putting my pony in the barn for the night, and so this will be my final off the ground for yours, but y'all be careful out there and get home safe, and thanks for the ride home, and always good to talk to you. And I'll say 73 is KB4CBA.
Hey, you got a lot of fun looking down the line ahead of you, and you're young yet. I've made some unusual ones. I talked to my nephew in an MD-80 flying as a co-pilot on a handy-talkie from Kansas, and he was headed down to New Mexico, and he turned the lights on, and he says, "You see that, Rouse?" And I said, "Well, yeah, it was out to the northwest," and he turned on the maintenance lights, and he says, "You finally seen the light, Rouse." And I talked to another guy in a P-51 Mustang one time, See you later, Dave. And I'll tell you some other stories down the line. KB4CVA N0TR, still on Wolf for a little bit.